we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, Characteristics of Successful Homes. This week, I'm looking at some of the principles and practices that characterize successful homes. It's true that many of these things happen spontaneously in a home that functions successfully. Some marriages involve people who have been well trained by their parents, and they normally do those things that make for a happy home. But in all marriages, there are some principles and practices that do not take place naturally. They require work. And to this end, I'm discussing some suggestions for you to work at, for you to attempt to incorporate into the relationships that you have with the other members of your family so as to make your home more successful. Today, I'd like to make a couple of practical suggestions that help strengthen the ties between you and your children. One thing that may be hard on mom, but it's good for family spirit, is to have an open-door policy in the home. Your children should feel free to bring their friends over at any time. When a young person feels this freedom, he'll develop a sense of pride and loyalty to his home. It's good for his family spirit, as it helps him to feel as though it's his home, that he has a role to play in family activities. Realistically, this suggestion has quite a bit going for it. If your children are playing at home where you can see and hear them, you're apt to have fewer discipline problems go uncorrected. Having friends over allows you a chance to size them up, to estimate what kinds of friends your child associates with. It allows you to guide their activities through suggestions and other helps that a parent can give. Furthermore, this kind of hospitality follows the biblical principle of letting brotherly love continue and of being not forgetful to entertain strangers. As the Apostle Paul said, we should be given to hospitality. And so I say again, it's good to have an open-door policy in your home, an attitude that encourages your children to invite their friends over for refreshments or to play games. This is a way in which you can make the home a happy one for your children. A second suggestion that helps children remember their home with fondness is that family traditions be a part of each year. Children often look forward to the little things in life. I can remember a teenage student who still looked forward to the Easter egg trail that her parents would make through the house each year. Another teenager told me of the pennies that her mother baked in her birthday cake each year. Other families decorate the Christmas tree together on a certain day each year. These are the kinds of little things I'm talking about. The very act of two parents joining together to develop a surprise for their children contributes to the happiness of the home. There are special times of the year, of course, that lend themselves to this. Christmas is a good time, as are many of the other major holidays. Birthdays, vacations, and other special times are good times for you to include some traditional activity in your home, something unique to your family, to which your children can look forward each year. After all, isn't a surprise of this kind just another way of showing love to your children? And love should be a natural thing in a Christian home. And so you work at developing these traditions because it's natural to give yourself to those whom you love. These two suggestions, the open door policy and family traditions, are ways to help your children enjoy their home more fully. In having a stronger loyalty to the family, your children are much more likely to develop normally into the mature Christian adults that the Lord wants them to be. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.